Issues, Etc., regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300.
We're here for the long haul. We're going to make sure there's a recovery, but we're also going to respect the people we've lost. We also believe there's people still out there alive, and we're not, until we've turned over every board and got to the bottom of every particular air hole, we're not going to quit.
That's Missouri Governor Jay Nixon talking about his determination to continue the rescue efforts and the recovery efforts in Joplin, Missouri, where over the weekend, a tragic tornado, well, just dug a 4-mile long path and about a mile wide through right through the middle of Joplin, Missouri, right there in mid-America, and killed over 100 people. Many are still missing. Many are injured. And the loss of property is, well, they're still doing the math on the loss of property. Joining us to talk about this Joplin tornado relief, Pastor Glenn Merritt. He's Director of Disaster Response for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's World Relief and Human Care. Pastor Merritt, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you again.
You're on your way to Joplin as we speak. What are you hearing?
Well, I just got a report from a colleague that's on the ground with a different service organization, and he tells me that the Emmanuel Lutheran Church had 14 members that lost their homes, and then, of course, we know about the four teachers who lost their homes, also had four members who were injured in the tornado, and they're still doing follow-ups with members to find out exactly what's going on in their lives and what type of needs they have.
You have seen this before. I mean, sad to say, tragic tornadoes and other kind of weather-related tragedies, loss of life and property, have been common in the news. What is the first and most important response that we can make?
Well, the first thing we need to do is spiritually encourage and uplift the people, the power of prayer, and then provide pastoral care as needed. And if that means bringing in folks from outside to assist the pastor and elders of the local church, as they reach out to their members and their community, then we need to be on the scene. And that's why Reverend Hernandez and I are going to be there tomorrow.
When you get there, what I see from the news is, at least in the path of the storm itself, utter destruction there. And then outside, obviously, there are structures that are undamaged and property that's undamaged. Where do you begin when you drive into an area like that? Obviously, I would think much of the area is going to be off limits.
Well, a lot of the area is off limits. Now, it so happens that I have credentials that I've built up over the years that allow me to get into those areas, not as a first responder, but as a primary responder. And so we'll be able to get into those areas tomorrow. But the first thing that we look for is a connection with a local church, and then through the local church, that provides a connection into the community, and all the work that we do is through, in this case, the Missouri District, and through the local church, Emmanuel, right there in the city.
And how is that coordinated with the larger recovery efforts and the larger efforts that are being undertaken by the state and by other agencies?
Well, normally, I check in with the Emergency Management Center, the incident commander, and then also with the Red Cross because they are so knowledgeable. And then any work that we would do, say, for instance, volunteers being requested, and some are being requested, we would want to coordinate that through them and then also through Lutheran Child and Family Services of Missouri, who are helping facilitate volunteers as well.
How important are volunteers? What happened, at least from our perspective here, is almost immediately there were other relief agencies that were gathering people together who had the time and the resources to go down there and just, I guess you could say, pitch in. How important at this stage is actual people volunteering?
Well, I won't know that until I get there tomorrow. One of the things that happens after a catastrophic disaster like this is everybody does want to help, and we're thankful for that. However, sometimes volunteers end up there too early, end up when they're still doing recovery like they're still doing today, and we'll be doing again tomorrow. And the volunteers can be more of a hindrance than a help at that stage. And so we want to assess that and determine tomorrow when the right time is to be bringing volunteers in. And, you know, remember, volunteers have to have a place to stay, they have to have food to eat, they have to have someone to facilitate them, and those things aren't in place just yet.
And in terms of the people who you've been able to speak with, in particular the pastor of the local Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation, what are the spiritual needs that these people face?
Well, I have not been able to speak to the pastor directly, but the information that we're getting from the principal of the school and from the DCE and one of the teachers is that people are in a state of shock, which is to be expected. And during that time, it's when we look at a holistic approach, which it includes caring for them emotionally, caring for them spiritually, and caring for them physically, kind of a body-soul ministry.
Finally, what can our listeners do right now?
Well, of course, one of the most important things after a tragedy like this is donations. And we begin with financial donations because those are the things that we can translate into immediate assistance. Secondly, when we're fully aware of what material type donations are needed, that'd be like food, water, clothing, that type of thing, then those donations would be needed as well. But we have to have a place to stage those for distribution. And we're not sure of that at this time either. And then thirdly, and equally important, is the pastoral care aspect. And we do have people that we can contact who could come in and help the pastor and elders provide that pastoral care. But again, tomorrow will be an assessment time, and I'm anxious to talk with President Ray Murley of the Missouri District. He's been out there today, and he's had some representatives from the Kansas District, of course, who went through the terrible tornado in Greensburg, Kansas, a few years ago, and have good experience as well. So looking forward to working with all of them.
Folks, you can find out how you can earmark a gift for Joplin Tornado Relief under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. You can also call 888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, in order to help with Joplin Tornado Relief. Pastor Glenn Merritt is Director of Disaster Response for LCMS World Belief and Human Care. Safe travels, Glenn, and Godspeed when you arrive.
Okay, thank you again, and God bless you.